Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You see it all around you. Good love and gone bad. And usually it's too late when you realize what you have.
SWA Special, bringing us back 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm very excited about the time we spend with our good friend, Dr. Arki Chakute. Dr. Arki is one of my good friends and just an absolutely premier member of our Brain Trust. More than a decade and a half, he's been joining us, and he's the author of Built on Trust, Gaining Competitive Advantage in Any Organization. Arki, thanks again for being here. We were talking earlier about the impact of the digital age on trust. Arki, and you've heard me say this before, and I made this point in my book. I wrote a whole chapter on, I only wrote a chapter on trust books. Arki wrote a whole book on it. But my chapter on trust, the point I tried to make was that trust was there the day that Og dropped his club and raised his hand to Gog and said, let's stop fighting, let's do business. That was when Proto Market was born. Trust was there at that moment.
Yes.
And 10,000 years later, trust is not only there in the marketplace, it's more important than ever before. But we got a different marketplace. It's faster. Yes. It's the speed of light. We got more expectations. It's not just in our businesses are no longer just at the office. Our businesses invade our entire life, doesn't it?
Yes, that's right.
And it's complicated. Trust is more complicated in some ways, isn't it?
That's right, because of the speed. But then that creates the great opportunity also. As usual, the innovation comes from the challenge, because here, this is what people are starving, thirsting for trust. This is an ancient need, as you say, and that's correct. And so, but as things speed up and people pay less attention to it, again, not maliciously, just busyness, the thirst continues for it. So that's a great opportunity for leaders who are listening here to develop this conscious culture based on trust. And I remember my grandmother, she used to make vinegar in the basement. In an old cask, and she had this culture thing in there, that made the vinegar. And I asked her, what is this thing? And she said, this is the mother. That's what she called
it.
That's a good thing. That's a good way to think about trust, because it is the genesis. It is the basis. It is the foundation of everything that your company
does. Markets could not have been born without trust.
That's correct. Yes. So,
we need to go back to your grandmother's thinking.
Yes.
And if somebody says, well, I don't, the world's moving too fast, if subliminally, unconsciously, we're doing things that are not fostering trust, we don't mean to, because we're trusting people, we're good people, but if we're doing things that are not fostering trust, that are not keeping the mother healthy, then we're ultimately going to run out of the product.
Well, that's correct. That's correct. It just gets stale, and you can see this. And so you have to reinvent yourself over and over again. Whereas if you have this culture based on trust and communication, the culture is being reinvented all the time. People are keeping it fresh. The people are keeping it fresh. They're communicating. They're working. Mm-hmm. They're getting closure, meaning who is going to do what by when on all of the interactions, and that builds trust.
And Arki, I want to stick one thing in here. Us older folks have got to take the time to teach the young folks why this is important.
Yes.
Now, it's not that we don't have to teach them to be good people. That's not it at all. They are good people. They're just as good a generation as any generation before them.
You bet.
But they need to be taught that you can do business and still benefit from the power of trust.
That's right.
In business, in the marketplace.
That's correct. And where their contributions will be welcome.
Right.
All the way through the organization to the client and the
right.
customer.
And this is something that really needs to be intentionally taught,
yes,
in my opinion, by managers, by mentors, to the next generation.
And every psychologist will tell you that this is true of human beings as well. We're not born with trust.
Right.
We develop trust. And when we don't develop trust as right, infants and little children, it's a problem.
That's exactly right. Hey, Arky, thanks for being here. Good job as always today.
Well, thank you so much again.
Come back soon.
Okay.
Always fun to have you here. Arky Chankute, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we get smarter when Arky joined us. Dr. Arky Chankute, Built on Trust. Be sure to check out that book. LearningCenter.net, right, Arky?
That's right. LearningCenter.net. There's a library there.
There you go. So check all that out. Arky, we'll be back another day. I promise. I'll be back, but not today. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.